So what did you tell your wife?
Well, I don't think we need to talk about that.
Sounds like this was a round table, right? What was your comment for her?
Oh, I never teased that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to let you get away with that, at least, you know.
You've seen my wife. I think you can figure out maybe what I told her. Don't forget the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic.
What are you doing?
What? Oh, it's beautiful, but I mean, she's got a feature that draws me in.
What is happening here?
What?
I could have definitely probably guessed that, yes. Yeah.
But you just put that on blast about you.
What? It's a feature.
Dane thinks it's like, what? Please chime in, Dane. Please back me up. Is that
a little motorboater?
Day Day, was that on the air? I don't want to be a part of this. I want to tell you that the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is November 25th. We have around 20 spots still available. Go to the 92.9 The Game website, the events page,
and
you can register to play with Steak Shapiro, Drew Butler, myself, Mike Johnson, Carl Dukes.
I got to get a practice round in, man.
I think Andy and Randy will be there. I know they will be. Day Day will not. He's on restriction.
Yeah. You might be too. You might be too, my friend.
I didn't say anything. I just said I think you can figure it out, huh?
I don't know.
Anyways, so I was on the For the Win website, and they have some bold trades. I know you and Garrett, Mike, were talking about in the break, and some bold trades that could happen before the season, you know, the trade deadline. One of which is that the Saints will trade Alvin Kamara to the Broncos.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think that's too obvious and easy.
A lot of this probably comes from the fact that Alvin was seen hugging Sean Payton. Some people were trying to read his lips. Yes. So they said, come get me, whatever else it may be. I agree it's obvious, but you would have said Devontae Adams to the Jets was obvious too. And here we are. So I don't know. Sometimes the obvious stuff needs to happen. I'd be all for it.
If I'm not mistaken, I think during his post game, Sean Payton talked about Kamara, so I'm not certain, but I think he might have been mentioning the number of guys that came up. You know, there was a lot of emotions and all that kind of stuff exchanged afterwards. So you never know. I won't rule it out.
It would mean
he brought Will Lutz there. He's in.
Yeah, that's a good
kicker,
call.
So
you know, by the way,
Ding
Dicker, the kicker last night beat me in fantasy single handedly. Like I had Lamar go off for like 40 points, and Cameron Dicker had kicked like 5 field goals and ends up winning.
You were very careful before you started saying what you were.
You're all in timeout.
Very calculated statement. Kicker, the kicker.
All of you are.
I don't want Kamara to go to the Broncos because you know what that would mean for the Falcons?
I don't. I mean, good
well, actually,
things?
No. What? No, what I mean, they'd only play him twice because the deadline's the 5th, right? And we play him the 10th. I couldn't remember if we played in the 2nd or 5th. It's fine. All right. The trade they had the Falcons doing is they have them going back to New England and trading for Josh O'Shea.
Yeah.
And that would O'Shea has 2 sacks for them right now, which would make him our leading sacker.
Don't say that.
Would you guys like Josh O'Shea coming back here, pairing back up with Judon and newly with Ebikadian?
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm not sure. I'm shaking my head over the stat that he just dropped because that's frustrating. Sure. Let's go back to the well. I mean, I don't know that it does anything, but I would love anything different at this point, I guess. You know what I mean? Something to get it cranked up a little bit. That's all.
Shake some stuff up. Are you really going to play this song?
The other one they had was DeAndre Hopkins going to the Niners. Which I think is very interesting. Makes sense to me,
they
too.
They got a lot of injuries, so it could happen. Hey, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Or this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate for a guaranteed offer in your home today. Go to markspain.com. We're going to find out. You guys got me all distracted. The song, you talking about your wife. I can't.
Day-Day's got Twitter hitting me, too. Thanks, Day-Day. They're all blaming me.
What's coming up on the Steakhouse when we come back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.